Welcome to the Plan Podcast. In this episode, we have an exclusive interview with recording artist Major One. Major One is truly a global citizen. Born in Singapore, Major moved to Vancouver as a child and later to Toronto to study architecture, where her hip-hop career took off. Major's universal sound has gained global attention. She's traveled all over the world, the U.S., Jamaica, and Japan, and all over Canada with Plan. She joins our Because I Am a Girl high school tour again this fall. Recently, Major was touring Asia, where she took time to visit Plan's children and youth projects in Surabaya, Indonesia. She tells us more about the experience and how Plan staff were expecting Celine Dion.
Someone from Plan Indonesia heard that a Canadian artist was coming over, so they got excited. They're like, ah, Celine Dion is coming to us. I mean, I could rhyme in French, but that's about it. And they're like, but you're an Indonesian girl. And I mean, everywhere I went, everyone thought I was Indonesian. One, two. The first thing we did was to go look at the early childhood education programs that Plan was a part of there. So cutest kids ever. They just showed me that in many areas, especially for lower income families, there wasn't anything set up. I mean, no kindergarten, no preschool. So they just basically set up these programs that are very much volunteer-based, and many of the parents and families are very involved in raising the kids. And a lot of the, there are teachers there, but the parents kind of facilitate the in-betweens and the recreational time. In North America, I'm used to working with badass teenagers, you know, like kids that have just gotten themselves into trouble and think they're like gangster and they've got everything together and they have all the answers in the world. And I love working with those teenagers because you just kind of like undo the knot and say, okay, where is this coming from? That kind of thing. But it's really cool to see early childhood education because what happens before they get to the point of when I want to deal with them as badass teenagers, you know, like, you know, before that point, early childhood education makes a huge difference. And these kids aren't, you know, just sitting in a corner doing nothing. They had different pods and stations where one was learning about nature and outdoor. Another one was the language pod. Another one was motor skills and building things with Lego and that kind of thing. And the resources were limited. I mean, if a kid, like the average kid that I knew from Canada, saw what they were playing with, they'd be like, ew, those toys are old, or there's not tons of them here. But the kids were making amazing use out of the toys. Imagination almost has to be challenged more when you have only so much, like everything isn't computer animated. And it was pretty amazing to witness and interact with kids in that way. And then at night, we went back to this township, and I met the teenagers that live there. And I was told that a lot of them don't like to be at home, like most teenagers. But I think even more so because you have these tiny spaces, these tiny, like, kind of thrown together homes where, you know, large numbers of people live there. It's dark. Like, they'd rather be out in the open doing an activity with other teenagers. So when I got there, we had a question-and-answer period. First thing they wanted was like rap for us, you know, and my Indonesian is very, very limited. It gets me by, but it's not as good as it should be. I'm currently carrying around my Learn Bahasa Indonesia book with me everywhere. So when I'm in green rooms, I'm just reading this thing. But, you know, they wanted me to rhyme for them, and I couldn't even finish my song, and they were all cheering, and they're like, whoa, you are a rapper, and they're so excited. And I mean, more of the teenagers speak English than the adults do because they're from a newer generation, so I was able to communicate with them, with a few of them. And I asked them to share with me because, you know, music is such a huge part of Indonesian culture, so a lot of the kids could sing. One of them rapped for me. He was awesome. It was amazing to me to see that, you know, a kid would be like, someone play the guitar, and they pass it down the line, and everyone played the guitar. It was just like, who had the right style for them to perform to? So they asked me a lot of questions, a lot of questions. And before I left, one of the kids just kind of put up her hand. She hadn't spoken, and she's just like, listen, don't you forget the voices of the Indonesian children. I'm like, don't worry, I won't.
Major One is online at MajorOne.com. And you can find out more about Plan at www.plancanada.ca. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Just look up Plan Canada. Thanks for joining us.